18 years.
Believe it, the weekend is gone and we're into another week. Where would we be if we didn't go inside the Capitol with the true insiders from Talk Radio News? Victoria Jones, always fun to have her on the show. Hey, Victoria, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
You're ready for your vacation. Does it start on the 16th with everybody else in Washington?
Yeah, no, you actually have to be like a member of Congress to qualify for that one.
Too bad. I think you should lobby the TRN heads that be and tell them that your vacation has to mirror the vacation of the people you cover.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm going to send them a note, I promise you.
You so do it's, that.
It's not looking like, I mean, right now, the 16th, we're talking Friday, there's still a bunch of things that have to be done, including the same old tug of war that we keep talking about with the payroll tax cut. Is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? And apparently, there's problems with the Republican version. Am I right?
Yeah, there are. Well, there's going to be a vote on the Republican version tomorrow, and that includes the Keystone XL pipeline provision, which is getting many Republicans excited, even though the Congressional Budget Office says it's going to add over $25 billion to the federal deficit over 10 years. But then the State Department today said, well, by the way, the 60-day time frame, which is what they're insisting that state issues the permit within, because they want a year to do their review, that would leave the administration unable to issue a permit. They say that should Congress impose an arbitrary deadline, that's the language they use, for the permit decision, its actions would not only compromise the process, it would prohibit the department from acting consistently with National Environmental Policy Act requirements by not allowing sufficient time for the development of this information. In the absence of properly completing the process, the department would be unable to make a determination to issue a permit for this project. In other words, they'd say no.
Ooh. That's, wow. Yeah, so that's, so again, without the permit, what are you going to do? You can't do it. So I'm sure that from the White House, they'll say, listen, talk about environmentalists, talk about all these other things you want to talk about. Like, we're trying to push back the date because it is sticky for Obama. Then you can just say they can obviously just lean on the fact that there's no way for the permits anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. We'll keep our eyes obviously on that. And then what about, so with that going on, you also have unemployment. Is it going to be extended or not? Because that's part of this whole thing too, isn't it?
Yeah. The extension of unemployment insurance. Well, that's really tricky because one of the things that's been thrown out is, yes, Republicans might extend unemployment insurance, but they will be reducing the number of weeks in the future by which people could receive it, going down from 99 down to 59. Some people talk about 49, all kinds of variations and provisions. So that's very much up for grabs. Will they extend it? I believe they will, but I think there will be some kind of a deal done on it. And are they going to get it done by Friday? That I don't know. What I do think will get done by Friday is the appropriations bill, which is kind of key because the government runs out of funding on Friday again.
Yeah, and it's $1 trillion, right? They're talking about $1 trillion spending on the omnibus part?
Yes. Yes, ooh. $1 trillion.
All right, $1 trillion. And what else do we have going? Oh, this is big because you and I both are following the Supreme Court. They're going to review that challenge to the Arizona immigration law, and Kagan recused herself from the case, right?
Yes, she's recused herself from the case. Now, presumably because she was Solicitor General and worked on the issue during her time then. We don't know anything more. At least I haven't been able to see anything more detailed than that. But that seems to be why she has recused herself. So there's going to be 8 Supreme Court justices on this case. And they're taking this case means they're dealing with 3 high-profile contentious issues. There's this, there's the health care law, and there's the partisan battle over Texas redistricting, which it said on Friday that it was going to intervene in. So that's 3 issues for 2012.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
16th isn't looking good, I have to tell you that. But maybe they'll, you know, it's always that last second maneuvering could happen. We'll see.
I'm telling you, it's going to be really, really interesting. They're probably going to hear the arguments on this one in April, probably the arguments on healthcare law in March.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, really probably as the primaries are winding up, actually, if nobody lands a knockout punch immediately, and then the decisions made in June just before the conventions, I mean, they inserted themselves right into the middle of the campaign.
Yeah, no kidding. That's the first thing I thought when they were talking about what was going to happen there with healthcare. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, besides what's happening in Washington with whether or not you're going to get that $1,000 or not in the payroll tax cut, will it be eliminated? Do they make a deal? You see that we were talking there about the timetable. I think the other big story that will change some people's lives is welcome back to all the troops who are coming back from Iraq, because that's official. We got about 6,000 people left wearing the uniforms right now. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, the Iraqi prime minister, gets the job of keeping it all together. And there's some scary things, I think, ahead for Iraq. You're going to have no troops on the ground, none. I mean, really, the biggest American presence is the U.S. State Department. That's the most massive anyway. So the last American soldier will leave by the end of December. After all the money that's been spent, all the blood that's been shed, the pain, the tears, everything else that's gone into this U.S.-Iraqi relationship, do you consider this to be a winning situation? I mean, in other words, do we leave with a win here? Let's face it, I don't think there's really any gray area. Ultimately, history will be the judge. If you look at it from the perspective, rather, that now this country has provided its own security, has learned how to do that, and they've got to be able to protect, I guess, and determine whatever their independence is going to be and what the relationship is going to be with the rest of the world. What will the vision be? What's been carved out by the U.S.? Remember the people voting and the purple thumbs and how exciting that was. But will it all be for naught? We're selling our planes. We're giving them everything. Yep, we're selling another round of F-16s. So Iraq's going to have 18 new military planes. But what I fear is the relationship with Iran. Al-Maliki's kind of right hand, or ear, if you will, is an anti-American, Murtada al-Sadr, who really hates America, wants nothing to do with anything related to the red, white, and blue, and spends a lot of his time in Iran. What is he doing, do you think, in Iran? And you think about Iran and Iraq, we're talking about domination mostly by Shiites, by the Shiite political groups. That's the majority of the population. And you've got Shiites, Sunnis, Kurds. Does it roll back that country and go back to the way it was? Or does it stand on its own, an independent Iraq? We're going to talk about that a little bit later this hour. But next, coming up around the bend, how you can make the most of the end of the year heading into next year on a positive note. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
I know people are making all kinds of resolutions and saying this is the time that they're going to stop smoking, they're going to lose weight, they're not going to sit around and procrastinate, they're going to apply for the raise they think they should get to move up the company ladder, or they're going to start their own thing. I mean, listen, we all suffer some form of this disease. Even the brightest people I've met at some point get stuck, I call it. They get stuck, and it's just the power of inertia, I guess. So Tim Scher joins us. He is the author of Get Out of Your Way. Don't you love that title? And we're talking about unconsciously making our lives more difficult and stressful. Boy, we don't want to do this. We're going to talk about how to avoid the three biggest holiday disasters and a bunch of other stuff on busting up some of those terrible habits that we all have. Tim, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
It's a pleasure to be back.
It is something about the inertia thing, isn't it? Don't we, even if you're really good, I mean, I've met really motivated people, and every once in a while, they have little, I call them little slumps. Is that what it is?
Well, yeah, sometimes we need some downtime, so we need to just relax and let go for a little bit, and then we move forward again. I'm from Indiana, so I have farmer metaphors. You're not always planting. Sometimes you got to rest and let the seeds do the work. Other times what happens, though, is that you've either associated pain to the goal, so you're focusing on how much work it's going to take, or you're focusing on all the stuff you have to do instead of the first step in front of you.
Ooh, I like that. Not taking that first step and focusing on all the work to get there. So that would apply to, like, losing weight. That's huge for people this time of year because you see gym memberships in January go through the ceiling. All kinds of people decide this is what they're going to do, and then by the spring they're done. They can't even do it anymore.
That is exactly right. And what happens is your brain starts to associate massive pleasure to the food and massive pain to the exercise. And when you're wired that way, it's near impossible to actually follow through. So what we have to do is reverse that.
Oh, so give us a few hints on how you reverse it.
Oh, for example, let's just say you're having cravings for chocolate chip cookies and you can't seem to stop. And you're just in your mind, you're telling yourself how wonderful the cookies are and how delicious they're going to be and how good they're going to make you feel. You're associating pleasure to it. But what if you were to take a chocolate chip cookie, take a bite out of it, chew it up, don't swallow, just chew it up, and then spit it back out. Then imagine trying to eat that chewed up bite again. And it makes you go, ew.
Yeah, no way. Regurgitated? No, I don't think so. I don't think most of us would even dare do that. So that's one thing you can do. Just associate it that way. Just get it out. Just, you know, what about if you... Sometimes people say if you give in to the craving, so like you keep making this cookie or this piece of pizza or this whatever, it's so much in your mind that if you just get the craving out sometimes, that works. But I don't know that I believe that, because I think you'll keep doing that every single time. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. If you keep reinforcing the craving, then you're going to keep having them. And so, you know, when you start to make the thing that you're craving unattractive, then that's one way to start break the habit. Another way is just take a bite out of a lemon or a pickle, because something sour will break that sugar salt swing. And so having the take a bite out of the lemon that's in your water at a restaurant, biting into a sour pickle, it cancels out the craving, and that's just another simple little technique that doesn't rely on willpower. It's just using your brain in a smarter way.
Oh, yeah. Our buddy, pharmacist Ben, who comes on America Tonight, says the very same thing that you say. Get the lemon in the water, and there's something about that that kills that, and that'll help solve that problem anyway, get you on the right road. Another big thing that happens this time of year is people go crazy spending money they don't have on things. How many Hanukkah, Christmas, whatever presents do people need? Is it somehow that we're just going to forget that we don't have this money, we're going to just charge up the credit cards, and then it leads to more disaster? What goes on there?
Well, the biggest holiday disasters are overspending, overeating, and then stress with getting together with the family. And so, overspending is just your attempt to make everybody happy. We're chasing approval. We want validation. And so we will do things that we know are not good for us, an attempt to somehow make everybody happy so we can feel good about ourselves. And it ends up, you know, we're trying to avoid pain by doing things that create more of it. And so learning how to love yourself, learning the practical strategies that will help you feel more secure. You're not chasing approval. You're giving yourself approval. That's the real secret to turning that around.
Yeah. And so you've been talking about this, the willpower thing and the positive thinking. I know a lot of people swear by that. They just swear that just keep saying the same thing over and over again. I don't think it works, and I know that's one of the main things that you talk about, and we talked about that before. But let's reinforce that, because people are very stubborn about this. Why doesn't willpower work, first of all, and why doesn't positive thinking work?
Well, willpower lasts about 2 minutes, and then it fizzles out. And how you've been subconsciously programmed over time is what kicks in. You have your subconscious mind that controls about 80% of what you do, and most of the time it's on autopilot. And so even when you know you shouldn't be doing certain things, you find yourself doing it anyway. I know I shouldn't smoke this cigarette. It's bad for me. And next thing you know, you're lighting up. And so that's why, you know, focusing on using your subconscious mind to your advantage is such a smart idea. Second thing that happens is you have these beliefs that are inside of you, and they're like life rules, and they're dictating your action. So, you know, if you're just saying positive things to yourself and you're not changing those core beliefs, you won't change. You won't buy into it. You'll think you're just fooling yourself. And so the first thing to do is go change those beliefs. And then you can start to use positive thinking, because it's really like the coordinates for your mind's GPS system.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, you reprogram the coordinates.
Exactly. You tell yourself what you want instead of what you're afraid of, so that your brain can take you there. But most people spend all their time thinking about what they're afraid of. I mean, what is stress? Stress is you playing a bunch of scary movies in your mind and telling yourself the worst.
Yeah, and who wants to relive a movie twice anyway? So it's silly. if the horrible thing is going to happen, why would you want to do it to yourself twice?
Well, that's, you know what? That's really brilliant that you said that. I've never thought of it that way. But if you went to a movie and it was lousy, would you get online and buy tickets for the whole week to watch that movie again and again? No, that's silly. But that's, in fact, exactly what we do when we're under pressure.
Yeah, absolutely. What is a mental makeover?
That is when you learn how to use the resources that you have to your advantage, where you learn how to change those driving beliefs, when you learn how to communicate with yourself in a way that makes achieving your goals so much more enjoyable, so much easier to do, because you're not fighting yourself every step of the way. You're actually motivating yourself. And that's, you know, why there's a lot of pop psychology books out there that tell you to have a dream and go for what you want. They give you these lofty ideas for what you should be doing. So my Get Out of Your Way book actually gives you the steps for how to pull it off.
Oh, there you go. So how to pull it off. The, you know, you talk about goals, and it just triggered something in me. I think a lot of people, and I know I've been guilty of this in the past, I think goals are, you have to set goals and all of that. But then what happens, and a lot of guys listening to the show, even you do it, I know you do, when you're on jobs or you're looking at certain things that you have to do, you make these lists, but the lists are crazy. They're just too long, so there's no way you're going to ever accomplish a list, and now you're freaked out, and you just sort of give up because you don't really, you might hit one or two things on the list, but you're really not going to, you're not going to do the 50 things that you say you're going to do in 2 days.
That's exactly right. You have to go back to the old idea of how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time. If you just focus on doing what's in front of you and then get it done and then move on to the next thing in front of you instead of thinking about the 50 things you have to do. And if you do have a whole bunch of lists, look at them and figure out what is the one thing that's going to move me closest and fastest to my ultimate goal and then go after that one. So it's just a little bit of making a priority. You got to aim the gun before you pull the trigger.
There you go. Aim the gun before you pull the trigger. I like that. This is a big one because the divorce rate, nobody knows for sure, but I know enough lawyers and I know enough that are in the divorce game that it's pretty high. So what are the three habits that can get you into and keep you out of divorce court is the big one.
Well, the main habit, when I work with couples, what happens is it's like two people walk up to each other with empty cups saying, fill me up. We expect that our partner is supposed to fill up all our needs and make us feel good and give us everything that we need. And that's not how it's supposed to be. In a relationship, you're supposed to be filling yourself up. You're supposed to be learning the patience and the maturity and what it takes to think about others instead of always what you're going to get out of it. And so as you learn to fill your own cup up and your partner's learning to do the same, then you're able to share in that union and you end up treating each other with love and respect. But you know, when you're not doing that, you're already stressed and you got the pressure of kids and you got the pressure of bills and you got the pressure of just, you know, getting along with another human being that you've known for a long time. It really takes growing up and learning a new way of making sure that you are taking care of yourself, making sure you're being respectful with your partner and then always keeping the lines of communication open and friendly as best you can.
Yeah, there you go. Communication, that's the key. It seems so easy, but people have such a tough time doing it. How do people get a copy of your book? They're listening. They're hearing all these great tips that make sense instead of the usual baloney. Get Out of Your Way. How do we get it?
You can go to eliminatesabotage.com. I put together a whole bunch of free videos and articles and stuff that will help you for free. If you want the book, it'll just speed up your success. So go to eliminatesabotage.com.
Very nice. Happy holidays to you. Thanks so much, Tim.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Same to you. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
America, we're out of Iraq almost. 600 or so military, well, not 600, really 6,000 or so military guys in uniform starting to leave. By the end of December, everyone will be out. A lot of State Department folks will be around. But we're not even going to have an established base in Iraq. Here's what I hope. Please, when we leave, let's set up an agreement for reparations. How about that? How about some of that money back for every sent that we poured in to that country that partially led to our problems with this deficit because we couldn't afford it. We really couldn't afford to be in Iraq, but we were there. We were there. People got free elections. We also had our best and our brightest as far as teaching the military what they needed to do. And also some of the, well, say the counterpart security/police force there, same thing, teaching them what they needed to do. And as I mentioned before, here's the thing, we left blood in that sand in Iraq. That started the whole process of losing limbs, too many limbs, and coming back from some horrific things with the IEDs, with the roadside bombs that were trapped, with kids that were booby-trapped up, really sick, sad, twisted ways to use children and people in a wartime situation. I mean, things really flipped and turned in Iraq, without a doubt, without a doubt. So my question still is the same. Now what? Is it a win-win situation? Was this a win situation for the U.S.? And maybe it's because I think of it that way. I haven't served in the military, but a lot of people around me have served in the military. And I've said this many times. There is nobody, I don't think, with a brain cell in their head that would trash the military, the actual people that have gone and sacrificed again and again and again. Whether they're liberal, as liberal can be, or conservative as can be, or somewhere in between, or don't even call themselves anything political. I mean, come on, that's a layup. Absolutely. But ultimately, here's the thing. In combat, and with your buddies, and never leave a man behind, it is about winning. It's about crushing the enemy. It's about crushing the bad guys. About getting the element out. Did we get the element out? Did we squeeze the poison out of the snake? Because this is it. Done, finito, history. It's history. And it's all up to Prime Minister al-Maliki. He was side by side with our President Barack Obama talking about the situation and saying that the U.S. war to liberate the country and to clamp down, stamp out, squeeze the poison out, as I described it, out of the al-Qaeda insurgency, that those days are behind. Let's hope. As the U.S. is leaving, the final cargo plane takes off. What do you think some of the nastier elements in Iran are thinking? How about all that religious turmoil that was part of the problem in Iraq in the first place? What about the Sunnis, the Kurds, the Shiites? They're all going to stay in a peaceful situation? Now, the U.S. is still trying to help Iraq train and equip the forces that I just mentioned, the police force, the military, on a way to channel communication between security advisors, our security advisor, and their security advisor. Here's what our president had to say at this very historic moment.
People throughout the region will see a new Iraq that's determining its own destiny. A country in which people from different religious sects and ethnicities can resolve their differences peacefully through the democratic process. Mr. Prime Minister, as we end this war and as Iraq faces its future, the Iraqi people must know that you will not stand alone. You have a strong and enduring partner in the United States of America.
All right, at least we're going to make some money back because Iraq is going to get some of our planes. They're going to get a second round of F-16s. I mentioned this before. I think it's 18 new military birds altogether. At least that's what the national security spokesperson is saying. So, you know, okay, so there's a little bit of money there. Are we going to have this great relationship? Hopefully, yes. Actually, hopefully, yes. Because that would be awful to just leave and that's it, done, we're out of here, and now we have no relationship after everything that we've done in the decade plus. Now, has there been progress made in that country? I would have to say yes, in some senses there has been. We've had plenty of people on in this entire time that I've been on the air here doing America Tonight. And many of the frontline guys would tell us that it did swell their hearts up when they went into villages in more remote areas in Iraq, because it's not really like Afghanistan. It's a more educated population. But still, there were areas where they needed things set up, where they felt like, and also in helping the people vote, in letting them feel safe in voting. They felt a real sense of pride in seeing that, and that they're making a difference with some of the people. Unfortunately, there were too many tricks and nonsense that went on with, let's face it, al-Qaeda folks and anyone else who wanted to take a real shot at America. And certainly there were plenty of those people in the wings the entire time. Now, Senator John McCain, who's the ranking Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee, said that not just our president, but also the prime minister in Iraq failed. They failed in trying to come up with shared security interests because they didn't reach any kind of an agreement on some strategic deal that would allow our military to have bases in that country. Because we're not going to have any bases there. See, people keep saying that. Oh, yeah, but we'll still have the bases. What, the State Department? There's a big State Department compound there. Those guys aren't even armed. In fact, usually they've got private security around them because they're worried, especially when it gets hot. In other words, when things are bubbling up. So we're done. We're done. There is no base. There is nobody that's sliding in to help out unless we go over. We, the United States, our military goes back over again to help out. So look, substantial costs, big time risk, all kinds of things play into what happened in that country. Let's get some of that oil money. And we still have minds there working and trying to set up their form of new government because they're struggling, as any new form of government would anyway, trying to find their footing. My biggest concern is what I said before, the situation, the relationship with Iran. What is that relationship? Remember, some of our military, some of our guys were killed. We know it. Were killed by stuff, by weapons that were supplied by Iran. Remember, we found those markings. So you've got these two countries. Shiite is the dominant political group. That's it. And remember, you had many people who were exiled in Iran after Hussein's regime. And one of the big guns in that region is Muqtada al-Sadr, who is absolutely filled with he's a cleric, anti-American blood courses through that guy's body. And he spends a lot of time, I think, with Ahmadinejad, certainly with, you know, in Iran. So who's he hanging out with in Iran? The supreme leader and Ahmadinejad. So I'm not trying to rain on the parade. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm asking the question, examining this, now what? So now what? If I had been in that country in any kind of a diplomatic role and spent time like Crocker did, Ambassador Crocker, I would feel so invested in what was going on there, I couldn't let my hands move away from that. I couldn't just let it go. I'd be in there wanting communication on what was happening, on what they're doing. I mean, is this place going to thrive? Because now security's down. Everybody knows it. It's no secret. There's no U.S. soldier around the corner once this all happens to rally around a hot zone that could pop up somewhere. I think it's scary. I hope I'm wrong. And I hope Iraq can maintain whatever it is they've maintained with the U.S. backing them up. Because I don't want there to be this thing of, ugh, you know, we're toast now. We did all of this work, and why did we do it? Why did we do it, right? Get the money. Get the war reparations. Get the money. A lot of people, good people, lost their lives, lost limbs, and all that other sort of stuff. So American troops home, but this is you see Obama over there with the prime minister. But one thing you have to keep in mind, this is something that he can't take and wave the flag around because he said it was a dumb war to begin with, if you remember. And plus, really, Bush and al-Maliki were the ones that set this timetable to end the war. Really, al-Maliki, because he wanted everybody out. He said, this is it, this is the end date. It was surprising, happened several years ago, obviously. And he said, this is what it's going to be, this is the end date, and now it's upon us. Coming up next, Are you kidding me?
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Fun here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, at the tail end of this hour. Because we're not going to answer that question, now what, after Iraq and what's going to happen in that country in one segment on one show or even a couple of shows. It's going to take longer to answer that question. We're not completely out yet. Still have the 6,000 soldiers there. But it's a big move. And can this country really, really stand on its own 2 feet? We got nothing over there. Nothing. Nada. No base. Lots of diplomats who need protection from private security forces if they're going deep somewhere in Iraq. Because, you know, don't they always know what's happening? They being, I'll call them the spooks in that country. I don't know. I wouldn't trust the situation with Iran. I hope that this turns out, when all said and done, to be a win-win situation. And forget the criticism. If that's it, I mean, amen. That'd be great. Absolutely. So, this segment is called, Are You Kidding Me? How about this Nevada hunter who says he's captured a UFO on camera? I'm always fascinated by that. You know, you see things in the sky, and you think, what if? And your mind stretches, and somebody says, yeah, that's not a plane. That's nothing. That's not a satellite. That's nothing I've ever seen before. Well, now we're talking about something completely different. He's hunting alone in a very remote part, a western part of that state. His name is Robert Pitzer, and he says he bagged a UFO, an unidentified flying object, that's what it stands for, as you know, touched down almost on top of him. He had a 12-gauge shotgun, and when he looked up, he saw this weird object. And so he decided, this is a UFO. Ultimately, you know what it turned out to be? A high-altitude science balloon that was descending very slowly toward the ground. See, there's always an explanation. He got out his phone, he snapped some quick photos, and he was trying to figure out what it might be because he'd never seen anything like it. It was just a very strange, weird sight. And it was bobbing up and down in the wind, and he wasn't sure it was happening. But he figured, well, you know, maybe it's some experimental thing. And it was a high-altitude balloon. And what they do is it carries science experiments to the edge of space. So the platform was launched using helium balloons from a starting point about 50 miles away from where he was. One of the balloons burst, so it caused it to slowly fall back to the earth. Now that part's pretty cool. So he's got this, so there's a camera on the balloon platform that shot some footage of the hunter when it was coming down. This is totally a one of those stories you'd see right in the National Enquirer, isn't it? Answering the question, are we alone in this world? What's out there in the universe? Is it a big question mark? Is it a maybe? Is it a no? Is it a yes? Or is it a, I don't want to go there? I don't want to think about it right now. Anybody out there see a UFO ever, and you weren't on anything? You need to call me if that's the case, 800-259-5791. All right, something else here for Are You Kidding Me? And this story is just typical of ridiculousness of what goes on in Washington, but certainly worth bringing up. Why don't they come up with the Democrats and the Republicans or one party getting enough to jump onto the other side, some kind of legislation designed to really immediately right now impact the illegal immigration problem? More importantly, why don't we have a budget? Instead, the EPA is considering regulating, check this out, dust thrown up by farm equipment. Well, have you ever been on a farm? Are you listening to me and you're a farmer? You were a farmer? You know what I mean. So the House passed a bill to block the EPA because they don't want to regulate it. Then the EPA people ridicule the legislation, saying they don't plan to do that kind of regulation, at least not right now. Then the White House announced they would veto the legislation, which, according to the EPA, wouldn't be a problem because they denied to come up with any kind of a plan to regulate that. Can you imagine? How would you do that? You'd have to hire, of course, bigger government. You'd have to hire more people to be out there looking for dust. I mean, the dust comes up. I don't care what you're farming. It doesn't matter. Who comes up with this nonsense? I mean, you know, what's that about? Does the EPA want to regulate dust on farms? Why? Because it's projected to decrease food production? It would raise food prices? Would it cost jobs in rural areas? Uh-huh. So if we want to create jobs, what's the rule, at least on this show? Don't have so much red tape. Too much red tape, and nobody wants to go there and play. So forget the fight over dust. Crazy. Crazy. Doesn't make any sense. That's why it fits into Are You Kidding Me? All right, we got a couple of others, and this one's big because, you know, I've been doing this real or fake thing with Christmas trees. And lo and behold, a lot of you have weighed in on the fact that you have an artificial Christmas tree. I was kind of surprised by that, to be honest. I thought more people would say, oh, forget it, you know, bah humbug when I was a kid. We made cookies. My mother made cookies. We hung an ornament on the tree. It's a big deal. It smells great. It was always funny to watch my father struggle to bring the tree in the house or whatever the story would be. So in Massachusetts, a place called Norton, Massachusetts, the people are really up in arms. Why? Because some of them bought real Christmas trees, and they were told in this giant complex, a big part housing complex, that they can't have Christmas trees. They'll be fined, and they can't light real candles in their homes because if they're not watered properly, it would be a risk of a fire, and it can be very dangerous. So instead, they have to go and buy an artificial tree. People are complaining about that. Unlike this audience, other people aren't saying, well, we can, if we get an artificial tree, we keep using it for however many years until it just has lost its luster. But the actual cost of an artificial tree can be 2, 3, 4 times more than a real one. So the people in this housing complex in Norton, Massachusetts, it's Wingate is the management firm, by the way, they're saying that's ridiculous because how, you know, why don't you buy the Christmas trees for us then? We can't afford it. And the company shoots back and says, well, if you read the fine print, we've had a ban on real Christmas trees for a very, very long time. We took over the complex and this is the deal. We don't have it on any of our grounds, and it's standard policy because of fires and how it can jump from unit to unit. They did say that they will reimburse anybody who ran out and bought a real tree, so those people wouldn't be out the loot anyway. However, they would be out more money in another sense, because if they don't have an artificial tree, they're going to have to pony up for one. Give me a break. Why can't they have real trees? You got to trust them at some point. You can have a fire. It's like when people are cooking outdoors and they have those tiny charcoal things. You ever live in an apartment where somebody did that? And maybe some people, some management companies regulated it, but I saw a lot of people do it. And I think they should just let people do the real thing, because people can leave lights on anyway and still have a lot of accidents with artificial trees. It doesn't mean the artificial trees are completely safe from that. Not at all. Yes, there's more dangers in a dry tree, of course, but they're not safe. How about this from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania? Every December, a one-man post office in rural Indiana really comes to life, and you know why? Guess what they do? What do you think they stamp on their letters? They have a Star of Bethlehem above a five-pointed star. So a lot of people would try to get things stamped there. And they've had it for 5 decades. But this Bethlehem post office is one of more than half a dozen with winter-themed names that are on that list set to be axed. 37 post offices nationwide will probably go down because they can't afford to keep them up. You know what some of the other ones are? Snow, Oklahoma, Antler, North Dakota, Chestnut, Illinois. Sad, sad, sad. Get the postmarks now.